not surrender. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukrainian troops in Mariupol refusing to surrender to Russian forces. The port city appearing increasingly closer to falling to the Russians.
The situation there in that southern seaport city is dire. That city has been pulverized for 53 days, and it is believed that there are more than 20,000 civilians who have died there, and it appears that it could be falling possibly soon into the hands of the Russians, which would give them quite a victory, their first real significant victory, and it would also give them that land bridge to Crimea.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Kyiv, Ukraine. Russia conducting airstrikes in the capital region of Kyiv, leaving several people dead and many injured. Pope Francis addressing a huge crowd at the Vatican Easter Sunday, where he spoke about the Ukraine-Russia war.
The pontiff called for an end to what he called senseless conflicts in not only Ukraine, but in the Middle East, where he said constant discord and division in war-torn countries like Yemen, Lebanon, and Iraq have led to years of suffering for innocent people.
Fox's Charles Watson. Three mass shootings in the U.S. this weekend. A shooting at a busy shopping mall in Columbia, South Carolina Saturday, injuring 14 people. The attorney for 22-year-old Joanne Price, a man arrested in connection with the shooting, claiming that his client fired in self-defense. A judge on Sunday saying Price could be placed on house arrest with a $25,000 bond. And at a nightclub in Hampton County, South Carolina, early Sunday, nine people were injured in a shooting. Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a shooting at a house party killing two minors and wounding at least eight others early Sunday morning. The police chief saying most of the partygoers at the short-term rental property were underage and that an altercation escalated into the shooting. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York police speaking out on safety less than a week after the subway shooting in Brooklyn.
Frank James was arrested last week and is being held without bail for the shooting. The attack has made many who ride the trains concerned about security. NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell on ABC's This Week said police will be watching.
Last week, we graduated more recruits from the police academy and we're surging more officers into the subway system. We recognize that people need to see a visible presence of police in the subway, and we're endeavoring to make sure that that happens.
Despite recent violent incidents in the subways, Commissioner Sewell says crime there sits below pre-COVID levels. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
NYPD Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell on ABC's This Week, Sunday, praising the five people who helped police in the capture of the subway shooter.
There were a number of avenues we pursued to try to locate Mr. James. We disseminated his picture, made the strategic decision to disseminate his picture, and we had a number of people looking for him, hundreds of detectives looking for him. But I think one of the key factors also is our force multiplier, which are the eyes and ears of our incredible New Yorkers, and we were able to bring him into custody.
Five people will share a $50,000 reward for helping lead police to the suspect. A new number one at this weekend's box office, but its performance was not exactly magical.
A first place finish falls short of expectations.
What you're doing is madness. With or without you, I'll burn down their world.
Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, grossing an estimated $43 million in its debut, a franchise low for the third installment of the Harry Potter spinoff. Last weekend's winner takes a big tumble, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 hauling in $30 million, down nearly 60%. Coming in a distant third, the action-adventure comedy The Lost City earning $6.5 million. Everything Everywhere All at Once and Father Stu round out the top five. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.